Shalom and good morning. Oh my goodness, praise the Lord. When we have so many on the call, it does get so that we can't hear each other. But do remember, if you want to pray before we start, that's good. But be sure to mute your phone so that we can hear others when they come on. Of course, this is Billy Brim. I'm so thankful for every single one of you. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Billy. I am here. Praise the Lord.
I want to thank you, Brother Max. Brother Max drove down here, and it's quite a long drive from Minnesota down to Missouri. And he drove down here one day, and then he did a month's worth of television for us. That's going to be in August. You'll want to watch your calendars and be watching Prophetic Witness. Now, we're on the Victory Channel. We're also on other channels, quite a few others, God Channel, God TV. I don't know all of the others. But anyway, it's Prophetic Witness with Billy Brim. And then Brother Max did a session with us, which we put up last Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And you can still get it on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. And so it's our YouTube channel, and it's last Sunday night, and he talked about, what did you talk about, Max?
Well, we talked about what is going on in this nation and all the colleges and what's really the Islamic world is after. Just a warning for people what Islam is
and
about.
Especially young people.
Especially
young people, we'd like to see that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Especially young people to see it. What they're going after right now, yeah, it's just, they need
prayer.
They've
been so deceived. And
yes.
Max points out how they have been deceived. And if some of them are converting, you know, even to Islam, and what to expect if they do that. So it's really, we really highly recommend it. And Brother Max is willing to come to churches and share with you that same thing. So you can always contact Brother Max on Yeshua's Love Heals. Yeshua's Love Heals. Y-E-S-U-A-H-S. It's just the same as Yeshua, but it's with Yeshua, without the H. And so, thank God and thank you, Brother Max, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a blessing. And didn't we have fun at breakfast that next day?
Oh, yes. Mother's Day.
Yeah, he bought it for my Mother's Day lunch, a breakfast. And he's like a son to me. He really is. God just placed him in my life, and me in his, and you all in ours. You're placed by God. I was writing down in a new book the numbers, telephone numbers, and I wrote in there, you know, whom he calls all the saints in prayer. And it just made me so thankful for you again, saints of God. And I want to just, I have to tell you this. Noon prayer today, Brenda and all the prayer group will be out at Prayer Mountain. There will be food. I won't be there because I'm going to Israel tomorrow. And I have to leave very early in the morning to fly to JFK. And we fly out of JFK in New York City. And I just so appreciate your prayers. At noon, I'm going to ask Brother Max to lead in a prayer. And of course, now I appreciate your prayers. Shelley and I are going now. And we will be there a couple of weeks before the tour comes. And I will be speaking at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, end of May. And just to thank you, just thank you, just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was just going over the words. Brenda, we have a prayer meeting out here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And Brenda leads in prayer. Now, I want to say this, too. We're going to have our prayer at 15 minutes past the hour. 15 minutes on the dot past the noon hour here and past the hour wherever you are, 10 o'clock in the morning, California, et cetera. You know how to do it. But 15 minutes past the hour, we will be having our next prayer of the day. But I was just going over the words, which I do, and Brenda and the prayer group go over them. I was told, I wasn't there last Sunday, but I was told that Tony read them, and he read them with such an anointing came, and they had an amazing prayer meeting. But I just loved this line. He said, "My words to you is a gift, allows you to know me more today." These words he gives us, it's a valuable gift. And it allows us the most marvelous, wonderful thing, to know him more. And it reminds me of the scripture that Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Really operating in resurrection power, you have to know God. You have to know him. And the Amplified says that for my determined purposes, folks, if our determined purpose is that we would know God better, it would regulate our lives to please him in all that we do and in all that we say. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the gift of these words. And then I want to thank God for the very end scripture. The very last, he said, "I will provide for those who love me." And then also he said last week, "You have done my will. I will make a way." And I took that for my own purpose and own life, and you take it for your own purpose and own life. And then, but I know we've done his will in Migdal Arbel, and it seems impossible, the cost of it. But I took that he said, "You have done my will, I will make a way." Now then last week, he closed with this, last noon, May 1st, "And I will provide for those who love me." And he gave the scripture 2 Corinthians 9:8, which is, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." This whole chapter is about giving and offerings. And when we, one day, I can't remember when it was, a year or two ago, Max was stumbling over something that he didn't know what the word was, and he spelled it, and it was Migdal. At that time, he didn't even know about what was Migdal. But he spelled it out, and then the scripture God gave right after that was, "And God is able," 2 Corinthians 9:8, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." This week, our near, and you've met him by watching the videos, what a capable company and man. So we wire him money, and that project just keeps going and flowing miraculously. And this week, he required $565,202 to be wired. And folks, we had it in the bank to wire. It's humbling. It's God. It's the Lord. And of course, I want to thank you, every one of you, so many people, so faithful that he's used. But oh God, I want to thank you. Oh, Lord, I want to praise you. I want to give you glory and honor and thank you for the good gift that you've given us by speaking to us each week and speaking through us, praying through us, putting what you want into the earth, the words you want, Lord. I am so very, 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 very grateful for these words that you give, that we might know you, that we might know you better. And I want to thank you for helping us to know you as provider and way maker, as you've done for Migdal Arbel and Pure Mountain in the Ozarks and a glorious church fellowship and the blessing that came to my grandson, Caleb, this week. I'm thankful for big things. I'm thankful for small things. I'm thankful for, oh, Father, nothing small, really. Nothing. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from you. And I praise you for it and give you glory and adoration. I never could say thank you enough. Mandolo koho babi. Meshti andolo koho la kabra kala kavangi. Ishata no nombri kala kahalaila. Isane kobrekte. Magida kangara kahalaka. Ishana no nombri. Pe hinyaka. Oh, Father God, Pepe Latita. Isa mano copri camera dani nicola. Oh, shini my cahal, Laila conga la capita to the bobby in a cobre. Isha to the cohulai in the two front de cobabalata da gojendia nicola capito. Ishando macula cobraki. Papoletita. E balatai, Fandora. Mangila toshka dabri. Isana makura. Meshki dabrato, Fandila kuhulai. Mangolo gopipa. Oh, shangala kahaya na kuhulai. Oh, shana la kohola kabitata. Oh, makalita, fandora, matishko, majidana. Isato hote, palanganande, toro kodabarakita. Baho pe inyata, balinda la kahia na kobra. Peshkadora manaka e parakotoha shame. Pilitora manani e mako balada na nobri kapra kadaya. Isha to kobra haniko mangila tushka. Brifato non compre. I frato manga la hotete. I nele koho maka. I se de kora maki la kakabri tanya na kora. Meti, prande. Uswata da goho leke a toho kakoho sha. Kritanyo. Vividi tu toi, mahashito kanka. Lodashko, magolotita. Kafrikandishko, doshke banji, go kapita yanakova. Ole dihita, makoloko tanje ne go doshke dibra. Ivorote helala. Shani kara kada yena kahole kapi. Meko. Isha toto to koholai. Meko holaka. Vaba. Anyinikora medari ta pragidio nonye. Ishituba paletanye mokoro gabido kabitanganga. Ledanya, 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 ledanya. Mona naka. Mona keila. Oh, shata. Magitata. Magitata tenya. Oh, Father, thank you. Oh, papalita, pangala doshki magora. I kalamolita. Majito majalo. Ige lega dole kai. Paprika tanya. Isato gobalita pahale kapakonya mekala. Give it a tor akaka latishko. Atishko makai. Tishko makayato, makolatito, kongolati. Anakora. Ne kohura kabalatito, kohuraka lakaya, ne kongalakaka. Meshko dobre, meshko dobre, meshko dobre. O Father, mikolo doshka dabri kaka. Ije de Beshwa. Gabrigota hele kaka. Anjene goraman akala tito da gole kevo hele de gondashka. Itato lo koholai. Mingolo koholo ka britanyo no kobre kala kaka. Ato da gombra kada gondashka. Shelegondo, precatego, shanda, no compra catacaha, procatino, procatino. Oh, Father, masuta makino, campidano, no cobra taia, no combatito. Isha no voroti, isha, torugondo, comprego, y caco, macoco. Labors, oh, sabre kanyaka, the gonganja, the gohushang, the gondabri katika, flafia. Oh, Father, send laborers. Be tototo gohushai. Kamila te, the koromanaki, mokalaki brado, papalita. Fredanya, 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 Fredanya. Itaka aya neko holakai. Italaka gala danya neko holako kokola papo poche ne neko tokoto oche. Karita, karita, karita. Bubalito manganya neko holai. Ishandoro koto hosha. Kuprete fremaka, adianaka takaya, adianaka yana koko. Meshkita prakatashva. Uivudujvata maki, magologa baledonye britata, senyor mika, nancho do gohole kebeli du, ajandoro go brami, anyo no kopakalai. E liboratenio no copre, che fracotto tempe assutto do gohoshua. Mi do gamba, mi cala cobre, cala cabra, tano nobre, cala cacaia. O platania ne coholo, papi. Oh. Oh. Mashkita prakohoreke, akola kopra kavala dunya ni kwa prapalita, do bama. Makole de, pratohosha. Kavida gala kakaya na kahala kaka. Ibele twa shandala kokopra. Mele kopra hitika, mele palataya. Mashki da brapa, hanakarakatashki da kaporeteni, nikohonaila, makorkotapre. Ishano kora makai. Nikolokoholi kaprakahalakai. Mangulokotohoshete. Ibiriko brafra kodogoshenge, nikora manaka. Makolokopreke, kotohoshabre da prondeshe. Iswaloto vrete. Iswale brakala kakaya na kohola kapapa ka achite ko oche. Mendio de gobra. Mendio de gobra ka fraka le tanya ne kohola ka papi. Isha de goro bete e tiakta de kohota. Akala kabrido de gombrakala a ya ne ko de kapra she ne ko to gombrakati ka para ka tanya ne kohole ka. Ibidya nonyete behele ka anya ne koro kodo. Mashkito, mashkito, mashkito. Ebre frata, ebre fata non gombri kade galai. Ato nangi talako be ashano gombra. Oh, Father, wonderful Father, magnificent Father, glory to thy name, glory to thy holy name. Ah, Britannia no cobra kai, Ishato makai, Adovanye nikorama, Malutati manje, Isondo gobra, Mikolo cobre, Anye nikobra, Kahanya nikalaila, Onya nikalosh kaminya. Ubra vignano, ubra vida to pedagai. Kama no kohe ale de diano, no no ni ni ko ishe tara kahala kakaya na kahala kaya. Kite di kahai, kite kakaha na kopri kafi, shwete maliato vrakiano. Ida la kaya na kokolati, Gebele toto kosciano, grebele babara tontananye, se broca la caia na cagalati, cobre calianto copra fracaglia, e je ne metto vani. O balahalai, o balahalabaya na corocatata da cosce. Cachatombre, cachatombre, cachatombre. Pitwa, pitwa noka. Pitwa noka faki, pitwa noka vanye, bele doraki, bele tombagi, ando vreske de kapa. Kamboria na kaya, kabilatora mana, hagonye ni vakalai. Patotoko o, patoko o ola. Ho, 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 baladinha. Bishwato baladai, agilam peru nonya na kora manakila dahaya na kora godo no goho lega. Tata koho no goko palye ne kalai. Beshikata koko. O saparatishko. O baladanye me kala dura gabanye no koro kokapa tika langa lita loshke nenye no kolae. O sabitakai, sabitakai. Magilatanye, magilato toto kohoja. Ele papai. Bongabi danye, toko kolede, buradanya, ashkodebre, o vua libanyorto. O vua mina nongombre. Kabila toho, nangala ho, la balai. Ashanto no gombra. Aya. Ishiliko toho shakti. Kaliko toho la kapila. Osi brata, ma quello che ho colpito è una cara catastrofe. Se per la cattone ne coglio papà. Magiño no koramana parakataha jangarakotoshekya. Gavilatanya ne kohorakototokohoshekya rakotoshekya. Bitwa. Palatutu, malitutu kopa, magicotonche, te kohola kapa, parakotonche, te koko. Bleteteka. Bletanche no caprica freca niati. Ha ha ha! Bele morande! Wasoto mangila daia toholo cobra! Ive duhushwa, akala halalaila, angile metwa shobre, vrida, laka, linia, no kolo cobra. Oh, teneta hai. Oh, saprikata rakahai. Matoto fia, matoto kam. Britwe hengini kala, bitwe maluda malikala nanana hengini kolo kolaka. Bitu toto kushata. Beto toto kuhushata pake. Gaminako. Idululushwa. Mahalo toto. Mahala kita ng gambi. Ha ha ha. Oh. Bebe la tota. Pasko tonche. Ishanda la kaya. Gribanje misato. Oh, Father, I love you. Oh, Father, I praise you. Dear Jesus, I worship you. Spirit of the living God, we're so glad you use us today. We're so glad you use us to pray. And Father, and saints in prayer, I sensed while I was praying there that we should, with our understanding, lift up the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Father God, in the name above every name, together we lift up the Supreme Court. Father, think through their minds, judge through their hearts, Lord. Speak your word unto them and open your ears unto them, we pray. And Father, since you have given us this great authority, we would as a body, hold your hands out toward the Supreme Court from wherever you are. In the name above every name, Satan and all you imps, we call you into paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we bind demons from working down through the Supreme Court this week, next week, in Jesus' name. And folks, that's a good thing to do when you're praying and using your authority. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the authority of the believer. Glory, hallelujah, saints in prayer. Brother Max, are you there? I'm so eagerly awaiting God's gift to us today, his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. The Lord started with Psalm 90, verse 1. Psalm 90. Yeah, 90, verse 1. Yeah, 91. Next line. This one is underlined. You come to serve. You come to serve. Underline it. You come to serve. You didn't he give us? Did I say that's underlined?
Yes. Just simply, you come to serve?
Correct.
Thank you.
You come to serve. Underlined. Next line is Deuteronomy 4:7. Deuteronomy 4:7. Next line. Take that same level of concern in what I am doing today. Take that same level of concern in what I am doing today. Take that same level of concern and what I am doing today. Then he gave us Philippians 2, verses 3 through 8. Philippians 2, chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Well, this word is countered. Okay, it is countered, C-O-U-N-T-E-R-E-D. This is countered.
Countered?
Yeah. Countered, yeah. It is countered by connecting others more in this prayer with my appointed friend and prophet. That's a long line.
Just by more taking, I have to.
Okay. I was going to say it a few times anyway. Okay.
Okay. And does it begin with the word countered, or does it begin with it is?
It is.
It is countered.
It is countered by connecting others more in this prayer with my appointed friend and prophet. By taking the form, F-O-R-M, by taking the form of servant. Okay, I'll read it again just to make sure everybody got it. And
okay,
if you got it, everybody
please.
Should.
Okay.
It is countered by connecting others more in this prayer with my appointed friend and prophet by taking the form of servant. That's the line.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you.
Okay.
It is countered by connecting others more in this prayer with my appointed friend and prophet by taking the form of servant.
Correct. Then the Lord give us Philippians 1. Chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Philippians 1, 17 and 18. onto the privilege of all costs in humility. Hold on to the privilege of all costs.
How, spell that word, please.
C-O-S-T-S. In humility. Hold on to the privilege of all costs in humility. It's sure different today. Praise the Lord.
Very different.
Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Romans 15, did I say 5? I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, it took me a while to get to.
Okay, is it Romans 5, 3 through
no,
5?
No, 15.
Romans 15.
1, 5. Yeah, 15.
Okay, Romans 15, 3 through 5.
3 through 5, yes. Then the Lord gave us Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1, 3 through 5. Wow, above each other here. Hebrews 1, verses 3 through 5. This line is underlined. Listen, all of you today, now. Listen, all of you today, now. It's underlined. Listen, all of you today, now. Colossians with a C. 3:23 through 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Next line. Take, receive, and build. Yeah, that's the line. Take, receive, and build. Take, receive, and build. Next
line. Did you say that's underlined?
No, listen, all of you today now is underlined.
Okay, that was underlined, okay.
Yeah.
This one is take, receive, and build. That's the whole sentence,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not underlined.
Okay.
All right. 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. Receive the spiritual, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L, spiritual gift from me. Receive the spiritual gifts from me and use them faithfully, church. Okay, I'll read it again. Receive the spiritual gift from me and use them faithfully, church. All right. Got that, Miss Billy?
Yes. Receive the spiritual gift from me and use them faithfully, church.
Praise the Lord. Next line is 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. Romans 12, 6 through 8. Next line is underlined. The one I'm going to read now is underlined. The
Hold
power.
On. Okay, go ahead.
The power of the Spirit live a new life. Okay, I'll read it again. It's all underlined. The power of the Spirit live a new life. The power of the Spirit live a new life. Yeah. Galatians starts with a G. 5:13 and chapter 5 verses 13 and 14. 5:13-14. Be marked, M-A-R-K-E-D, be marked by humility to serve and not by wanting. W-A-N-T-I-N-G, on me, they are responsible. I'm sure you read this way better than me. I'm just going word by word here. Be marked by humility to receive and not by wanting. To receive.
I thought you said.
I'm sorry. Serve me. Serve.
Start over and just read word by word.
Thank you for keeping me in line here. Okay, start all over, okay. Word by word. Be marked by humility to serve and not by wanting on me. They are responsible. This is the whole line. Yeah, be marked by humility to serve and not by wanting on me. They are responsible. Okay.
Okay.
Matthew 16, verse 19. Matthew 16:19. And then Matthew 18:18. So the first book is Matthew 16:19. The second one is Matthew 18:18. Next line. Not by assuming and acting to serve, but to serve. Not by assuming and acting to serve, but to serve. That's the line. Not by assuming and acting to serve, but to serve. Then he gave us Romans 13:1-3, verse 4. Romans 13:4. First Samuel 8:11. 1 Samuel 8:11. Next line, I will do this. Do you understand? I am your teacher and God. Okay, I'll read it again. So after 1 Samuel 8:11, I will do this. Do you understand? I am your teacher and God. Next line. John 13, verses 12 through 15, 1-5. John 13, 12 through 15. Next line. This one is underlined. You are to do the same today. You must be servant church. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. You are to do the same today. You must be servant church. Boy, oh boy. Don't try that. Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Curious.
Yeah. Next line. Mark 9, chapter 9, verses 34 and 35. 35. Mark 9, 34 and 35. Next line. Did I say that was underlined? You are to do the same
thing. Yes,
today.
You did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Mark 9:34-35. Going down here. You are the light of the world and a living light in me. Well, thank you, Lord. You are the light of the world and a living light in me. You are the light of the world and a living light in me. Next line. Matthew 5, verses 14 and 16. Through 16, sorry. Matthew 5, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, 1-6. Next line. This one is underlined. Encouragement. Yeah, encouragement in serving and teaching my word. There's no S. Encouragement in serving and teaching my word. All underlined. Encouragement in serving and teaching my word. Next line. To the gifts, with an S, to the gifts I have, to the gifts I have given to you. Yeah, that's the line. To the gifts I have given to you. To the gifts I have given to you. Next line. Romans 12, verses 6 through 13. 1-3. Romans 12, 6 through 13. Next line. This one is underlined. I am the word, W-O-R-D. I am the word, the plan, and purpose. Underline the whole sentence. I am the word, the plan, and purpose. in the Word, the plan and purpose. Next line. Serving is key to my Word, church. Wow. Serving is key to my Word, church. Serving is key to my Word, church. Boy, he wanted us to preach his word. Next line. So serving is key to my word, church. Next line, Joshua 1:5. Joshua 1:5. Next line. This one is underlined. I am with you. Blessing over you today. I am with you. Blessing. It's not blessings. Blessing over you today. I am with you. Blessing over you today. Trust in me.
Much about serving.
Much about serving.
Mm-hmm.
Much about, I believe the Lord wanted us to stand up. He wanted the church to stand up. I don't know.
Praise the Lord. He wants us to serve him, that's for sure.
Oh,
okay. Psalm 91.
Yeah, 90 verse 1.
90 verse 1. Hallelujah. Lord, and that word is Adonai, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. And some of the ancient manuscripts say refuge. The Amplified uses both of them. Lord, you have been our dwelling place and our refuge in all generations. Next is underlined, you come to serve. Deuteronomy 4:8. And what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law, which I set before you today? Or give you today. I thought when that first came, you come to serve, I thought it's really our purpose, even in coming to earth, is to serve God. Next line. Take that same level of concern in what I am doing today. Philippians 2:3-8. Do nothing through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You know, folks, we'll make it fine in life if we, the other translations, newer translation says, let nothing be done from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than you. The NASB says, regard one another as more important than your own self.
Mm-hmm.
I think about this a lot. Let each esteem other better than themselves. You know, in your life, as you go through it, there's other ministers, there's other people. And if you desire their good, you're not jealous. In ministry, let's say, I've seen people jealous of other ministers. And people just look after their own little place. And that's it. You know, their own ministry, their own church, their own whatever. He says, don't do that. You desire that others succeed. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. I used to work for Kenneth E. Hagin, of course, you know that. One of the men who knew his authority better than most folks do, but who also walked in deep humility. Humility has more than one meaning. One of the meanings is you humble yourself to the word of God. Whatever God says about it, that's how it is. And then you're not prideful. And it came, he wasn't on television, but he was on radio across the country. And I was doing the Word of Faith, and we had people that were wanting to know what he looked like. And so we were under orders not to put any of his pictures in the Word of Faith. And I said to Brother Hagin, Brother Hagin, they want to know what you look like. And I have a picture from last Christmas party at your house, and I could put that in and make a Christmas card out of it. Christmas is coming up. I could put that in the Word of Faith, and it has a picture of you and Aretha. He said, let me pray about it. So he prayed about it, and he came back. And he said, I've always used as a guide of my life Philippians 4:7, Philippians, I guess it's 2:7. But he made himself of no reputation. He said, I've always tried not to make myself a big reputation, you know. Not making myself to be. But he said,
favored.
The Lord told, yeah. The Lord said to me when I prayed about it, you've got that established in your life. You're not in a danger of doing it. And so it'll be all right to put your pictures in. But I saw him walk in love. I saw him walk in power. I saw him walk in authority. And he walked as a humble servant of God. He walked as the Son of God, but he also walked as a servant of God, which is what Jesus did. That's what it tells us right here. Jesus himself, he knew he was the Son of God, but he made himself of no reputation. Hallelujah. So though we are sons of God, and though we sit at the right hand of the Father, we also are servants of God. It is countered by connecting others more in this prayer with my appointed friend and prophet by taking the form of servants.
Hmm.
Philippians 1, 17 and 18. But the other of love, knowing that I am set out for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. I therein do rejoice, yea, and I will rejoice. You know, I think what he's saying, it is countered by connecting others. You counter the fact that you're the Son of God by, well, like Jesus did, by also recognizing you're the servant of God. It is countered, and then this part, by connecting others more in this prayer with my appointed friend and prophet by taking the form of servant. And then Philippians 1:17-18.
Other words, be in agreement, maybe. I don't know. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And know that others are just as important, more important. Regard them as more important even than you.
Yeah.
Hold on to the privilege of all costs in humility. Romans 15:3-5. For Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For of whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to read this in, let's try it in the New American. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, now this next line is a quote from the Old Testament, Psalm 69:9. The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. That's the quote from the Old Testament. Now we go back. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
That means regarding others, same thing what he's been telling us. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Amplified begins with Romans 15:3, for Christ did not please himself. Well, Christ did not please himself, gave no thoughts to his own interests, but as it is written, the reproaches and abuses of those who reproached and abused you fell on me. In other words, they reproached God. And so he took it, they fell upon him. And then, whatsoever was written in former times in that Old Testament is written for us. So there was a cost. Humility, basically, number one means you humble yourselves to the Word of God. Whatever the Word of God says about a matter, you humble your own thinking to it. Now, Hebrews 1:3-5. Oh, I shall read this in the New American. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, and this is a quote from the Old Testament, you are my son, today I have begotten you. And again, I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. The first one, you are my son, today I have begotten you, is a quote of Psalm 2:7. And the I will be a father to him and he shall be a son to me is 2 Samuel 7:14. And of course, this is the wonderful, wonderful telling us that Jesus is the very image of the Father. I'm going to read it in the King James. This is more familiar to us. Who being the brightness, who Jesus, being the brightness of his, the Father's, glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Einstein knew that there was something that linked everything to everything, something that held it all together. They now believe it's little sounds, like little sounds. Well, the Bible tells us that's his word, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty of on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. He obtained his Father's name in many ways, and one of them was by inheritance. And I believe he obtained that name, Yehovah. I believe his name by inheritance. And it says his name was bestowed upon him. God bestowed his name upon Jesus so that every knee would bow at his name. Hallelujah! Precious, precious, precious is your word, O Lord. Next line underlined. Listen, all of you today, now. Colossians 3, 23 through 25. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he's done. There is no respect of persons. Whatever you do it as unto the Lord, not unto men. I used to work for Kenneth Hagin, and I took all of his teachings and put them into print, into books, into, and I worked hard at it. And I would sit at my desk, and nobody knew that I was, it took me time to decide whether this is a comma or a semicolon, what to do here, what to do there, lots of decisions. And I use this as one of my verses. They don't have to understand all that I'm doing. They don't have to know and give me glory and praise for what I'm doing. I do this from my heart to the Lord.
Right.
Whatever you do, do it to the Lord. And if you do it to the Lord and for his glory, your motive will be right and what you do will be right. But if you do it for your own self and your own glory, everything's in a mess. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord, yes.
And he said, all of you do this now. So that's what we're going to do right now. You folks, we're getting down here to the end, and it's really, really important, our service to him, what we do. It's full-time service now.
Yeah.
Take, receive, and build. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. As every man has received the gift, use it to serve one another. I'm reading from the ESV. as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God gives, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Here it is in the King James. As every man has received the gift, so minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. The same word that is translated minister in the King James can be translated serve. For ministers are servants of God. They minister the gifts of God. They serve. Receive the spiritual gift from me and use them faithfully, church. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 14. For just as the body is one, it has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Mm-hmm. Romans 12, 6 through 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorts on exhortation, or he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Now I'm going to read that in the New American. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of our faith, his faith. If service or ministry, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives with liberality, or ESV says generosity. You know, there are some people who are gifted to give. That's their ministry, giving. We all give. But there are some who are blessed, and that's the grace God has given them. I know people who practice that. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. In other words, we all have different gifts, but we are to make sure that we use them faithfully. And that we, like if you're a teacher, well, then you should be studying. And you should be teaching. Hallelujah. With excellence. Bless the Lord. Hold on just a jiffy here. The next line's underlined. The power of the Spirit lives in your life. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians. That's how you can do all of those gifts. They're gifts of the Spirit. For you were called, oh, I'm going to read in the King James, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty or freedom. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law, the whole law, is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You see, this calls serving one another. This calls us to, we're called to serve God and we're called to serve one another. And the whole law, every bit of the law of God, is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And that comes from Leviticus 19:18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be marked by humility to serve, and not by wanting on me. They are responsible. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. And then Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
That's the strength.
You know, I think that this is what we're responsible for. We are not wanting, lacking. We're not wanting, we're not lacking. And as I said, humility is you humble yourself to the Word of God. So the Word of God is telling us here, you got these keys in your hands. You're responsible.
Yeah.
You bind, you loose. Not by assuming and acting to serve, but to serve. Now, when I saw that, I'll read, I could be wrong about this, but it came to me, you're not just supposed to act like you're serving or assume that you're serving, but you're to do it.
Yeah.
Make sure you do it.
Speak the truth.
Make sure you not only speak the truth, make sure you bind, make sure you loose. Make sure you take your authority, that serving God. Romans 13:4. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer, or one who practices evil. In other words, now he's talking here about authorities. You submit yourself where you're supposed to submit and honor those that he's set above you. 1 Samuel 8:11. He said, these will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots and to be his horsemen and to run before his chariots. Well, they had asked for a king. And actually, God knew they were going to ask for a king and made provision for it. We just studied all of this in our study of 1 Samuel. He made provision for it in Deuteronomy. But he did tell them, you're going to have to submit to him. I will do this. Do you understand? I am your teacher and God. John 13, 12 through 15. Here it is again, servitude. All of this is talking about being a servant. The whole thing, every bit of it. And by serving God and then serving each other. So after he had washed their feet, this is Jesus, and taken their garments and was set down again, he said to them, know you what I've done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. This whole thing is about following Jesus, counting the cost, but using the gifts he gave us, and being a servant to God and a servant to each other. And submitting to those that God's put over you. Bless the Lord.
Oh, I thought you got cut off a little bit.
Praise the Lord. Now the next line's underlined. You are to do the same today. You must be servant, church. We're not to be prideful. Dear God, no. We're to esteem others better than ourselves. Serve God and serve each other. This is such a wonderful. It seems hard and harder and a little bit not so soft, but it's the way to great victory. Mark 9, 34 and 35. I'll read in the ESV. But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. That was the 12. They'd been arguing along the way about which of them was the greatest. Oh, folks, my Jesus. That can't be our attitude.
No.
I'll read it in the King James. But they held their peace. That means kept silent. For by the way, on the road, I'll read it in the Amplified. They had discussed and disputed with one another as to who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 apostles, and he said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. Oh, my Jesus, praise your name.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
This is really calling us, folks.
Yes.
Into a place of great service.
Yeah.
Telling you how to walk in it. So you can walk in power.
It's important. It's important.
Of utmost importance. Of utmost importance. You are the light of the world and a living light in me.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house in the same way. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good work and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Wow.
Hallelujah. 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 Next line's underlined. Encouragement in serving and teaching my word. To the gifts I have given to you, Romans 12:6-13. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, then in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who gives or contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. You know, outdo one another in showing honor. I read that from the ESV. Brother Hagin said in his marriage, he always tried to do that with Aretha. He said, in the morning when we were pastors, she would make the beds and I would cook the breakfast. And she'd straighten the house. And then we were ready, you know, while I cooked the breakfast for if any callers came. And he said, I always fried the eggs. And I made sure she got the best one, the one that turned out best. Just a little thing like that. She probably didn't even know he was doing it. People don't even have to know you're doing it. But try to outdo one another with brotherly love. Oh, my goodness. Not selfish, but putting others first. What a wonderful marriage they had, and what a wonderful marriage you can have. Or a relationship, working relationship. Just think about down at the office, out at Prayer Mountain, down at Prayer, Glorious Church Fellowship. If you tried to, each one of us in this ministry, tried to outdo the others in showing honor, oh, what a blissful place it would be. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, I just want to weep through this whole thing because he's calling us to excellence. And yes, this is the way of excellence. This is, it says Jesus had this mind in him. And it says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He didn't just grasp on to being the Son of God. He knew he was the Son of God. But he humbled himself. We know who we are. We know we're sons of God. We know we have authority, but we humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Next is underlined. I am the Word, the plan, and purpose. Serving is key to my words, church. Joshua 1:5. There shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. It's key. And nothing will be in your path. No man, no anything. If you will do what he told us today, and I will do it. I am with you. Blessing over you today. Trust in me. Oh, folks, I just could cry.
Yeah.
Just could cry. What he's called us to. And all this is so that we can operate in the things of God. It takes this kind of thinking.
Yes.
Not selfishness. Unselfishness.
You know, Miss Willie?
Yes.
The Lord this morning is very much telling us to be connected to one another.
Yes.
To speak the truth and not to just run away. We are in a time. I believe it's all about this time that we are in.
Yes.
He is putting us in unity like never before, telling us to stand together, to love another. Oh my goodness.
And if we treat each other this way, we will be in unity. If we're always trying to lift ourselves up and put others down, you won't be in unity.
No. You'll be
all
off track.
All this today is about end time power, really.
Yeah.
This is how you get it. This is how you walk in it. This is how you manifest it. The first line, you come to serve.
To serve.
Jesus came to serve. You know, if we could just this day, make a commitment to the Lord, Father, help me serve you and my brethren today with a pure heart and a humble heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I've got to get around here and get packed, folks. And I shall see you at 15 minutes past the hour. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.